All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now it is gut check time for the Philadelphia Eagles, who dropped to 5-6 following their home loss this past Sunday to the Seattle Seahawks. Now in the contest, the Seahawks were able to force 5 Philly turnovers, while Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz had another shaky outing. For the game, Wentz was 33 of 45 passing for 256 yards with a TD, 2 picks to go along with 3 fumbles. Wentz also missed his fair share of open receivers, which definitely brought out the Boo Birds at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Now on the season, Wentz is completing 61% of his passes, but I know he's dealing with the finger injury right now. But overall, to me, I don't think Wentz has looked the same since he tore that ACL in 2017. I mean, let's go back to it. I mean, in 2017, Carson Wentz was playing like an MVP until that injury happened. To me, this Eagles team, ever since they won that title, they've been lackluster. One week, they look like a team that has what it takes to go back and be a world champion. The next week, they look like a team that could be 8-8, and then they'll follow that up by being a team that looks like they can be picking in the top 10 of the NFL draft. And I mean, Wentz's injury is one thing. I know the Eagles are dealing with injuries overall, but the bottom line is, where is the sense of urgency for this club? I mean, you look at the Eagles and the way that their season started. They had to come back at home in week one to beat the Washington Redskins. Then they lose to Atlanta. Then they lose to Detroit. These are two of the worst teams in the NFL right now. They come back and beat Green Bay, but then you lose to Minnesota and you get blown out by Dallas. And then you beat an uptrending Buffalo Bills team. You beat a Bears team that's trying to hang around in contention. And you had your bye and you come back for 2 consecutive home games and you lose to New England and Seattle. And I know that both New England and Seattle are 2 of the better teams in the NFL. But when you're home, you got to take care of your business. Now, luckily for Philadelphia, they will have the easiest schedule coming down the stretch by far. I mean, you're looking at it this Sunday at Miami. You then host the Giants on Monday night. You're at Washington. You host Dallas in a key game, which could decide the NFC East. And then you finish up on the road versus the Giants. And, I mean, the Giants have really mailed it in right now. Miami and Washington are trying to improve their draft stock. And that Dallas contest, like I said, it could decide the NFC East, because as bad as Philly is, they're only 1 game behind the Cowboys for first place in this division. So somebody ultimately is going to win. And at this point, 8 wins might do it. I think Philly has what it takes to win at least 4 out of their last 5. We saw them stumble up and down last season, and they got hot in that last month, and it propelled them to the playoffs, and they were also able to get a playoff victory, and they came also close in regards to advancing to the NFC Championship game. So I think the Eagles still have an opportunity in front of them to right their wrongs. Things in the NFC this year are much tougher than they were last year, and it was very tough. You look at the way that the San Francisco 49ers are playing. New Orleans Saints are once again a hungry team. You look at the Seattle Seahawks, who just beat the Eagles. You also look at the Minnesota Vikings and Green Bay Packers. And if you're a Philly, you know that you have what it takes to beat Green Bay, because you went to Lambeau and got that victory. But the bottom line is, it's time to push all your chips to the table, to the middle of the table, if you're the Eagles, and try to get this done. They need some cohesiveness coming down the stretch. Everybody needs to have a sense of urgency, and I really want to see how this team comes out and plays versus Miami. Miami is a 2-9 club, but they will play and they will give you everything that they have for 60 minutes. So Philly definitely has to go out there and play that game with full intensity if they want to get back to 500 and hopefully get back on the winning track for their sake and get some momentum going as they look to make one final push for the postseason. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at DLineTaxBooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out and drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.